to E. M. Whiting. By Rex Ely Sr., son-in-law. Saturday, August 18, 1934, marked the passing of one of the most colorful and also one of the most unassuming lives in northern Arizona. E. M. Whiting, late of St. John's, moved into Arizona for the first time in 1877, coming in with the early Mormons. He came first to Brigham City, near the site of the present city of Winslow, where he lived, in what was called the United Order until 1883, when the order disbanded and he moved to the Meadows 3 miles from St. John's. In 1888 he returned to Mapleton, Utah, where he remained until 1900. At that time he returned with his family to St. John's, where he resided continuously to the time of his death. According to those who have known him, this passing pioneer lived as complete and well-rounded a life, as full of varied experience, as any man who has lived in and helped to build our fair state. He knew the plains in this region when the antelope abounded. He knew the mountains when nature held supreme and her bounty was great. He was ever an ardent hunter, and could always find time to avail himself of the opportunities in the hunter's paradise, which existed in northern Arizona. He was one of our earliest citizens. He freighted into the country with an ox team, before there was any other method, and was one of the first contractors on construction for the Santa Fe Railroad. He came to know the construction business well, and it is being followed by those who succeed him. South of Flagstaff, he operated one of the first sawmills in the state. He liked the sawmill business, and established another mill south of St. John's, which is still successful. The early farmers in the St. John's district had many problems of new and strange nature to meet. There are none who met and overcame them as well as did Mr. Whiting. He was a student of whatever he engaged in. He sought reasons for all things. When working with the soil, he studied it intensively. The result of this type of activity was that he made contributions to agriculture, and particularly to the branch of horticulture of sufficient note and importance, that the University of Arizona granted him a certificate of achievement in recognition of a distinct contribution to that field. Few there are who, without technical training, can counsel the wise and the learned and gain their plaudits sufficiently that the highest institution of learning in the state will see fit to acknowledge an offering never before made to the advancement of a particular art or science. Much might be said of the worth of such men to our society. There is yet another distinct offering to a great branch of livelihood, which this man left behind him, and for which he will be long remembered. The apiary which Mr. Whiting leaves in St. John's is the only one in Apache County. It is the only one, in the state, which has proved success in the type of country in which it is located. He brought the first bees to the section of the state some 51 years ago. At first this venture was not successful. The bees died for no apparent reason. No one seemed to know why. He called the best men available to examine them. No one knew, and most of them said nothing was wrong. The bees still died. He studied the situation himself. At last, as the result of intensive observation, he decided that the locoweed was the cause. He called the state entomologist, and told him of his theory. The state officials made a first investigation, and reported that nothing in loco would injure bees. Mr. Whiting proceeded with his own ideas, and finally worked out a plan for handling his bees in the loco-infested areas successfully. His further experience demonstrated conclusively that it was the loco which was at the root of the evil, and by combating it in his own way he caused his bees to break production records in several different years. The current year is one of the best they have had in spite of the prevailing drought. Again, such accomplishments leave much food for thought by those who carry on. The companion of this gentleman for more than 53 years has been Emma M. Whiting, his surviving wife. She has been indeed a true helpmate and companion, his partner in every line of endeavor, including taking a prominent part in his experiments and study. Along with this, she has presented him with 9 children, all of whom survive. All are well-established and well-respected citizens in their respective communities. Though, as we have said, there are few men more unassuming than was Mr. Whiting, yet in all ordinary matters he was the embodiment of wise counsel and kindness. As was said of another, it might well be said here his life was gentle, and the elements so mixed in him, that nature might stand up and say to all the world, this was a man. His passing will be felt, and his loss is a loss to many, but the lasting goodness of his contributions to us all has not been interred with him. They live for the betterment of all.